Today, we're talking about the five reasons why an INFJ first gets admired but then ghosted. It's this up and down that drives us INFJs crazy. So many of us have experienced this and we don't know what's going on. I myself have experienced this since childhood so many times that at some point I just said, I'm not going to care anymore. Like, I will not understand what's going on no matter how much I try. And I just avoided those situations altogether. I just accepted that's how it's going to go and there's nothing I can do about it. Now looking back at it, now looking at all those situations that continuously repeated themselves. And now after having worked with so many INFJs through one-on-one coaching, through our bootcamp community, I see that this is not a one-time incident. There are some qualities that so many INFJs share that triggered this kind of behavior. And so today we're going to talk about the five reasons why INFJs so often get first admired and then ghosted. And we're going to answer the question of, do I really care? How do I get to a place where this not only doesn't bother me, but I don't even get into those kind of situations? This is something that I remember happening to me, but it's not part of my day-to-day life. Before we get started, a quick reminder that we're launching the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp around May 4th. So download the free poster to get an idea about the topics that we're covering. But remember, it's all about the INFJ community behind it. It's lifetime access. We continuously support one another and encourage each other to get to the next level. It's such an incredible energy to be part of that community. And it lets you know that there's not only nothing wrong with you, but that you can appreciate who you are and continue that path with the joy of being an INFJ. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you have any other questions, you know, shoot them down in the comment section. I'm sure there are a lot of bootcamp participants who love to answer them for you. Reason number one, why we first get admired as INFJs and then get ghosted is because we attract narcissists. It's as simple as that. We attract narcissists because we can feed their ego. We see a person and we see their underlying insecurities. We see the facade they have built up. And what do we as INFJs want to do at that moment? We want to make that person feel good. Because we don't look at that person as the villain that everybody makes them out to be. We look at what's behind that. We understand that they're in pain, that they're trying to cover up something, that they're ashamed of something within them. And we want to give light to that. We want to make them feel good. And so we give that person everything that they're desiring. We make them feel seen. And we do that without uncovering their secrets. We're doing this without uncovering their insecurities. And so when this happens, we naturally attract narcissists. What narcissists don't get at that moment is that we're aware of that game. They actually believe that we like the facade they're showing us. They don't understand that we're doing this well knowingly that this is a game, that this is just something that they put up. It's a front. And at some point, it will blow up in everybody's faces because they will figure out at some point that we knew all along that they had their insecurities, that we were not only aware of them, but that we were trying to protect them and that we thought we were more powerful than them, and that's why we protected them. This is something narcissists hate. This is something that makes them feel incredibly inadequate. And we as INFJs don't know what happened because, again, we had the best of intentions. We didn't want them to feel bad, but that's not how they see it. They will tell themselves a story that will justify to them that it's time to really kick us to the curb. Because seeing that somebody is aware of their insecurities is just making them dislike themselves even more. And so no matter how well our intentions are as INFJs, don't try to sugarcoat the situation. Don't try to let a person know that they're doing well and that everything's okay when you know it's just a facade. Because at some point you want to be human. At some point you want to be seen. And the moment you show up as your true self, they will recognize that you are playing a game in order to make them feel good. The only thing here to remember is don't make yourself small. Don't allow people to put you down just because you think they have pain underneath. They're still not allowed to make you feel bad one way or another. Reason number two, why the INFJ gets first admired and then ghosted is because we're playing a role. All our life, We have been conditioned to play a role. We have conditioned ourselves to play a role. And not only that, we're great at playing different roles. We can be chameleons. We can be this one person when we're with person A, and we can be that other version of ourselves when we're with person B. But again, it's not who we truly are. Yes, this version of us exists, but think about how many times you've had people in your life that you didn't want to meet, because you thought if they figured out that you were also hanging out with that person, that would reveal a part of you that you didn't want that first person to see. That is what I'm talking about. That is us playing a role. We are hiding aspects of ourselves that we know another person is going to dislike, although they're honest parts about who we are. It doesn't mean you have to be honest with everybody about everything. Your political views, your stand on whatever it may be. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you want somebody to be in your life and be more than just an acquaintance, they should know what you stand for, your overall theme, your overall way of approaching life. Because at some point, if you want any kind of connection with that person, it will come out. And the moment they recognize that you have been playing a role, they will drop you. They will ghost you. They will have a problem with that. Because again, they recognize that you have not been honest. And it's not that everybody's going to do that. That's not what I'm talking about. Some people will do this. And some people will like you despite of that. Despite having qualities that just aren't everything that they're about. And guess what? You like people like this as well. So many of your friends, so many of the people that you respect have qualities in their life that you don't 100% agree with. And that's okay. You like them with those qualities. And you deserve the right to be liked with those qualities as well. Don't think you have to be the perfect image of who they want you to be in order to be lovable. Because guess what? This will always make you feel disconnected. And so in order to avoid this hot and cold situation where some people will, you know, just ghost you or leave you and you don't know what happened, just be upfront from the get-go as much as possible. It is a matter of practice. It will trigger feelings of abandonment. It will trigger the fear of rejection. But the more you bring those feelings forward, the easier it is to heal them and to overcome this. This is also something that the INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp community is really good at, helping you to get through those motions, because this is a one-time situation. Yes, you will go through it over and over again, but it will get easier every single time. The first step is always the hardest. And when you have a support next to you that tells you that it's going to be okay, that they have done it too, that you're going to be happier on the other side, the more likely you are going to follow your heart. The third reason why the INFJ gets first admired and then ghosted is because we show up with a lot of intensity. Our intensity is something that intrigues a lot of people. But it's one thing to experience this intensity in this one-time situation that you didn't expect and you allow this intensity to overwhelm you. It's a different thing when you have time to digest it and to understand that you're not in full control of your own being. And some people will be like this. They will not be able to be around you, to be around your intensity and not lose themselves. And trust me, that's okay. Those are not people who are meant to be around you like that. And this is not your fault. This is not their fault. It's just not a match. So many times we believe it's our fault, that we are too much for people, that we should put a lid on our intensity. But would you ever tell this to somebody who's really sportive, who wants to go out and conquer the world physically? No, because that is part of who they are. And we are intense in our way of speaking. We're intense in our way of thinking. We're intense in how we experience life. That's who we are. And for some people, it will be exactly the thing they're looking for. And for some people, it will be too much. But like I always like to say, if I'm too much, go find less. And that's exactly the kind of attitude we should have, because we're not going out of our way to make people feel something. That's just how we live. That's how we see life. That's how we communicate. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And the sooner we get to a place where we stop questioning that, where we start looking for the fault in ourselves, the less we're going to experience those situations, because then it's not going to be this one situation where we let all our intensity out because we keep it hidden all the rest of the time. And then you have those intense back and forth of, oh, they really admire my intensity, but then it's too much for them. If you live out your intensity in your everyday life, with every choice you make, with the way you show up in life, you will not have this bottleneck of intensity that's just waiting to be put out at the first situation you have. It will just be part of everything. And you will not go through life and feel like there's this passion within you that is just waiting to be let out. You're already letting it out in everything that you are. And then you'll see that those kind of interactions just won't happen anymore. You already show up intense wherever you go, and people from the get-go can really ask themselves, is this somebody I want to have anything to do with or not? And if they decide that this is too much for them, then you're not even thinking about it. You're already on the next intense thing that makes you feel alive. The fourth reason why the INFJ gets first admired and then ghosted is because we hide our strength. We're so afraid of making people uncomfortable with our emotional strength, with our mental strength, that we very often make ourselves appear weaker than we actually are. It is also a great way to understand others better, to really allow them to take a lead in certain situations where we don't want to take the lead in. But at some point, your strength will come out. And people who have a problem with that, people who cannot handle your strength, will have this reaction. They might like you before because you seem safe. You obviously are weaker than them in any kind of capacity, let's say mentally. You obviously look up to them. That's how you've shown up. And that's what makes them feel comfortable with you. And the moment they recognize that you've been stronger all along, and on top of that, you've hidden that in order to make them more comfortable, that's a big no-no. You have to understand that you are very strong mentally, that you can handle situations that a lot of people cannot. And some people will appreciate that about you. They will like this about you. They will accept it, and others won't. In order to make it as easy for everybody involved, don't hide this aspect of yourself. Don't make yourself appear weaker in order to make other people less uncomfortable, in order to sit back and just watch a situation unfold. Be aware that your strength is part of who you are. And the more you integrate it in everything that you do, the less you'll have those situations of, you know, first admiration and then ghosting. Because people who do this always have a reason for it. There's always the reason of, oh, this is what I thought the INFJ was all about. Now I know better. And on top of that, the INFJ has been doing this in order to make me feel better. How will a person feel who feels weak inside? They will not want to be around you. And so it's not something you can ever change. A person will either understand for themselves that they're strong in other areas and that they should embrace who they are and they can be around you, or they cannot. It's not something you can ever change, and it's not something you can hide or postpone forever. You are strong in certain areas, and that's just who you are. Hiding it will not help the situation. It will not help to create a long-lasting friendship relationship whatsoever. The sooner you make people aware of, this is who I am, and I am strong in certain areas, and I will not let others push me around in this way, the easier it will be for everybody. The more you'll attract people who like you with and because of your strength, and the more you'll push away people who cannot handle your strength to begin with. The fifth reason why the INFJ gets first admired and then ghosted is because we uncover others' insecurities. We can read people. We've talked about this in this entire video. And there's so many things we can read in other people. One of them is insecurities. And those insecurities can be very nuanced. It can be an insecurity that is a feeling that they're trying to avoid. Guess what? We can capture that feeling. We can recreate that feeling. We can make a person understand very clearly that we know they have insecurities, that we see that they're trying to hide them, and that we've known all along. This is not something people are used to. They're just not. And so if people are trying to hide their insecurities because their ego cannot handle it, they will drop you. They will ghost you. It's not a question of how well you treat them. It's not a question of how great your intentions are. The sooner we recognize that this isn't something that is in our power, that this is something a person has to overcome and has to deal with on their own, the better it is for everybody involved. That doesn't mean that you have to go out of your way and say, oh, I know you feel dumb. Don't feel dumb. I know that you're trying to hide this. I don't think you're dumb. I know that you think you're dumb. But, you know, it's okay. I don't, like, it's all good. This doesn't work, right? This just doesn't work. If people have insecurities, even if you believe them to be completely made up, you're probably even thinking that that person is incredibly intelligent. But if they themselves have this insecurity, then there's nothing you can do about this. The best you can do for everybody involved is to not allow that person to treat you bad because of their insecurities, to be kinder to them than you would be to anybody else because of their insecurities, and so forth. Because a person who has insecurities like this, they will project them most likely, and they will project them onto you. They will try to make you feel bad. So if a person, for example, has the insecurity of I'm not intelligent enough, they will continuously try to outsmart you. Don't let them. If this is a behavior that's disrespectful, then it doesn't matter what the underlying reason for it is. Don't allow people to treat you bad because of their insecurities. No matter what they're going through, you first have to make sure that you protect yourself. That is how you teach yourself to treat yourself well. You start with that, and just after that, you might think about how can I help that person? Do I want to help that person? Am I capable of helping that person? We've all done that, being the martyr, taking on others' pain in order to making them feel good. But it's never going to get us where we want to. It's never going to create this great friendship or relationship or whatever it may be. It always leads to pain on both sides. So don't allow anybody to treat you bad just because they're going through something. You might have empathy for that. You might have understanding, but that doesn't justify any negative behavior towards you. Remember, if you want to get to a place where this happens automatically because you've taught yourself over and over again how to appreciate who you really are, then join our amazing INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp community. Our next life round launches May 4th. You can download the poster to get an idea about the topics that we cover, but most importantly, we're a community that continuously comes back to one another. It's lifetime access, so every single round you can be part of what we're going through. We help each other, we encourage each other, and it just creates this amazing atmosphere where you not only feel a part of something bigger, but you're excited about creating your INFJ epic life. Join the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize, and if you have any questions, remember the comment section is a great place to get answers from other bootcamp members. Everything else you might need to know, you can find in links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.